In focus today, religious schools in Pakistan. Suspicions that at least two of the alleged London suicide bombers may have been radicalized while in Pakistan have again focused attention on the role extremism plays in religious schools in populous Muslim countries. VOA's Brent Hurd focuses on religious education in Pakistan.
Religious education has existed for thousands of years. Some of the oldest faith-based schools on earth are on the Indian subcontinent. Similar to parochial schools for Christians, a madrasa, which means school in Arabic, have traditionally provided a general education grounded in Islamic traditions. But critics say these Islamic seminaries in some parts of the Muslim world, including Pakistan, breed extremism. It's been discovered that three of the four London suicide bombers had traveled to Pakistan in the past year, and two of them are believed to have attended madrasas during that time. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says he is looking for new ways young Britons can confront Islamic extremism.
There is a strong desire to have people from the community able to talk to the Muslim community, particularly young Muslims in their community, and confront this evil ideology, take it on, and defeat it by the force of reason and argument.
Mr. Blair says the roots of such extremist ideology are found, among other places, in some of the madrasas of Pakistan. Some observers go as far to say that madrasas cultivate terrorist extremism. But others disagree. Peter Berrigan, a terrorism analyst, recently wrote in the New York Times that the widespread assumption that these Islamic seminaries produce students who become terrorists is overblown. He stresses that they don't teach the technical skills to be an effective terrorist and should not be considered a threat. Given the wide spectrum of opinion on these religious schools, Salim Ali of the University of Vermont decided to investigate madrasas on the ground. He recently spent 4 months visiting Pakistani madrasas, where he also produced a television documentary.
We are driving through Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. The city's name quite literally means the habitation of Islam, a religion of more than a billion people worldwide, approximately 10% of whom reside within Pakistan. Amidst the foliage, we encounter a building with hints of Islamic architecture. This is a madrasa, an Islamic seminary.
Professor Ali cautions that branding all madrasas as jihad factories is unfair. But he says a complete denial of the problem is equally misguided.
Madrasas, despite their noble past, are in dire straits right now and need reform. And while we certainly acknowledge and respect the role they've played in Islamic societies, from my own visits and research, it's clear that the worldview of the madrasa graduate is very narrow. There's a tremendous degree of intolerance that is part of the madrasa culture, and that is something which has to be addressed.
Professor Ali says throughout much of their existence, they preached tolerance towards other religions. But today, the heart of the problem, he says, lies in a very different message, one of hatred of those who are different. He says part of the change began with the 1979 Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. The United States and Saudi Arabia funded these military madrasas to recruit mujahideen to fight against the Soviet army in Afghanistan. By the end of the Afghan War in 1989, there were several thousand madrasas. Many of their graduates became leaders of the radical Taliban movement that, until recently, ruled neighboring Afghanistan. The University of Vermont's Salim Ali says that in addition to fostering intolerance, many madrasas fail to produce well-trained graduates equipped with useful skills.
Now they are actually producing graduates who are not functional in society, both from a career planning perspective, and thus much more vulnerable to be taken on by extremists.
More than 3 years ago, Pakistani President General Pervez Musharraf outlined efforts to eradicate intolerance and Islamist extremism by removing messages of hatred and bigotry from madrasas. But the Brussels-based International Crisis Group, an organization that promotes conflict resolution, has sharply criticized the Pakistani leader, saying his actions have not matched his rhetoric. Some analysts point out that madrasa reform has been difficult because President Musharraf's political base includes Islamist political parties. John Raines, who teaches comparative religion at Temple University in Philadelphia, says a religious school in Indonesia is beginning the kind of program that could be a model for the Muslim world, including Pakistan.
The training of religious teachers will more and more come to be a cross-cultural religious training rather than an isolated religious training where you study only with your own kind and you study your own religion. That, I think, is going to be something that is very promising.
The curricula include the study of numerous religions, including Hinduism, Buddhism, and Christianity. Observers praise such programs, but in the case of Pakistan, they argue that even the public schools sometimes teach intolerance of other religions. Meanwhile, many scholars warn that failing educational systems in Muslim countries constitute a long-term threat to the West, and that the West should do all it can to help fix them. For Focus, I'm Brent.